Michael Link is the executive director of the Bristol Bay Science and Research Institute, a nonprofit subsidiary of the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation. Link says ADF&G's Bristol Bay management budget has been reduced by about a third over the past 5 years.
For the first couple of years, they were creatively finding ways to save money and so on. In the last 2 years, they started to delete or cut assessment programs, staffing levels, and at that point, the industry definitely recognized that these things hit home in the fishery and how many fish can be caught.
That's because Fish and Game manages Bristol Bay intensively, not conservatively. As an example, the counting tower technicians on the Togiak River relay the number of salmon passing by, which gives managers precise data to decide whether to open or close the fishery. If ADF&G cuts the tower project, managers use estimated data, but do so conservatively, erring on the side of letting more than enough salmon pass the fleet. There are 9 such counting projects in the bay, 8 towers and 1 sonar, plus an offshore test fishery at Port Moeller, in-river test fisheries, aerial surveys, genetic sampling, and processor liaisons, all to keep real-time tabs on salmon catch and escapement. Wrestling with its budget cuts last year, Fish and Game eliminated 1 assistant biologist position and closed 2 towers. Some of the industry scrambled to find the money to keep those towers manned through 2016.
And that sort of piecemeal, last minute, you know, running around, passing the hat, precipitated this desire or this initiative to get together and figure out which programs are the most valuable, which ones are worth doing to benefit the management of the fishery and benefit the industry. Agree on that scope and then figure out how much money is needed.
The collaborative effort between industry, BBSRI, and Fish and Game believes the necessary core program will cost $3.4 million annually. The current difference between that and what's in the budget now is a little over $720,000. If the processors contribute $180,000 and the Drift Fishermen's Association contributes $180,000, BBSRI will put in $360,000. Link says these stakeholders believe these core program management tools belong in the fishery and are willing to help fund them to a point.
All of them are paranoid or feel that if stepping up emboldens the legislature or a future administration to just cut the budget further, they're going to back away from it. So we're in kind of a precarious spot, and hence why we haven't been able to raise firm commitments for this season, because the budget process is ongoing and won't be wrapped up for a while yet.
The legislature has given the Department of Fish and Game authority to catch and sell Bristol Bay salmon to offset its own management costs. That's a solution despised by pretty much everybody but lawmakers.
Fishermen don't like it because it takes fish out of the water ahead of them, and it's not a particularly efficient way to raise money. It costs a lot to do, and in recent years, with the growing budget deficit, it became a large number of fish. So last spring, the Regional Seafood Development Association, the Drift Netters organization, actually raised money to buy out the contract so that the department would not go into the water.
The way cost recovery fishing works, if the department does go into the water this year, estimates are that the state would catch $1.5 million market value worth of sockeye to raise $400,000 for management. That's a means to an end nobody likes. Link points out that this working group is in no way seeking to infringe on the state's authority to manage the fishery, nor does it seek to fund any research not directly related to forecasts and protecting the stocks. It's about helping the state to continue managing for maximum sustainable yield rather than take a conservative approach. This year, an estimated 41 million sockeye will return to the bay's 9 major drainages, and fishermen hope to land 29 million of them, leaving an ample 12 million plus as escapement. The overarching goal of the core program, says Link, is
intensive in-season management and an ongoing ability to track productivity of all major stocks, sockeye stocks, and make forecasts, pre-season forecasts with that information, as well as evaluate escapement goals.
At this point in the spring, the working group has the tentative approval of its partners to move forward on funding this core program. Fish and Game is already counting on having money from the group to manage the upcoming Togiak herring fishery, which had been cut entirely from the state budget. But so far, the Processors and Drifters Association have yet to approve the requested $180,000 each to match BBSRI's $360,000. Perhaps waiting to see what happens with the state's budget in Juneau first. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.